Joel and the missile today, all thanks to Hyundai. The Hyundai Tucson turbo diesel is in stock now. Hey guys, I missed the coal miners WBW. Could you please repeat? Well, I think you're talking about Squirrels WBW, and that was
Geelong race 8, Ferdinand Boy.
Yep.
It's a lock, apparently.
Number one,
Ferdinand Boy.
Exactly right. Hi, Joel and Bulldog James. How good is an outside broadcast? I wish I could be there. It sounds like everyone is having a great time. Good on SEN. Regards, Martin. He said, P.S., I just finished walking the dog. You kept me company. Oh, good on you, Marty.
Nice, Martin.
Very, very appreciate that. Hey, Shug, what was the girl's name tonight that's a moral to score? Cheers, Gaddy. Look, I believe that Isabel Kelly is a big game player, Gaddy, yep. And I can certainly see her scoring a try. Hi, boys. Sorry I can't get there this afternoon. Great show. Really enjoying it. It's going to be a close game. Queensland are really going to miss Ruben Cotter, but I tipped the Roans by 7. Daily Cherry Evans will be man of the match. Richard of Cremorne. Would have loved to see you down here, Richard. G'day, fellas. Well, he's Fletchy's favourite listener.
Is he?
Yeah, he is. The headline in the papers Monday morning will be, a club side Penrith cannot beat a Queensland origin team, says Mort. Well, I disagree. I reckon if Penrith were in a try series and the Panthers players were not available for Queensland or New South Wales and they played as
them.
Penrith, with Kickout, with Leota, with Fisher-Harris.
I'd like to see it.
They'd win.
I'd like to see it. We're getting all these Queensland texts and calls coming through. Do you reckon these are Queenslanders who've infiltrated us here in New South Wales? Or
mate, I reckon Billy Slater's sitting around there in camp. He's saying, righto.
He's texting in.
Munster, you're Mort. You know, and they're all sending them in. Hi, it's Warren from Blacktown here. I just took man of the match, $51 at first try score.
Toto, man of the match.
Clearing.
He's got it, $51.
Oh, Toto.
Yeah,
oh,
I don't like that though. I don't think a winger can get me. Oh well, Dane Gagai has before, hasn't he?
Yeah. How many tries does he need to be involved in?
Minimum 2, and I don't think he'll get 2.
Hillstorm Maroon Hillary's on the text. She said, "Afternoon, run home dreamers. Billy and the boys will win Sunday, beginning the new Queensland dynasty. No decider at Suncorp, just a demonstration game with Maroons winning 3-0 by 50 plus." Singing, aye, aye, yippee, yippee, aye. Go you, good Queenslander, says Hillstorm Maroon Hillary. Boys, I hope you're enjoying the Sporting Low venue. How clean is it? Shout out to ACW Cleaning, won't hurt. And the venue manager, David, great bloke. Yeah, there you go. That's how you keep a gig. That's coming from David, who's clearly the venue manager. Well done. 1300 01 1170 is a way to have your say. Okay, let's dive into the international round. It continues. Kiwi taking on Tonga now. Myself and the coal miner are diametrically opposed on this.
Yeah.
He can see Tonga winning, or with the start at the very least. I think the Kiwis are going to cruise home.
We just look at that Kiwi spine. Fullback Joseph Manu, hooker Brandon Smith, and in the halves Dylan Brown and Jerome Hughes. They're in another league compared to that Tongan side. And and that's where the points are going to come from, in my opinion. I think Joseph Manu is a top 5 fullback in the NRL, even though he plays centre.
Anytime
he plays fullback, he is a gun.
Well, he's at the height of his game, Joseph Manu. Dylan Brown's at the height of his game. Jerome Hughes at the height of his game. Fisher-Harris, likewise. Joe Tarpany, certainly.
Yeah.
Isaiah Papali'i, yes. You got Nelson on the bench. There's not a world where Tamari Martin just keeps winning. I just think they're looking the real goods.
Yeah, there's not a world where Tonga wins that game, I don't think. What do you got for us, Brooksy?
So work with the missile on crunch time on Sundays. And he reckons there's this ratio with rugby league players. It's a skill to hotness ratio.
Oh, yes.
And he reckons Joey Manu has it. He is at the top.
He's either one.
Well, so skill times hotness equals marquee
marketability.
Yeah, marketability. Joey Manu, hot, obviously, but
like Hansel.
Super skillful. If we go through this Tongan side quickly, Toletau Kula at fullback. Silva Havili at hooker.
Katoni
Staggs and Amone in the halves. I just don't think they can get it done with that spine.
Well, I just think they're going to kick them off the park. Jerome Hughes' kicking game.
Yeah.
They should just absolutely
It'll be
dominate.
A great game, though. You know, the one thing I look forward to in this international round is the war cries at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
New Zealand versus Tonga, the war cries are off the chain. Yeah, I love it. And this game's a sellout, apparently. You watch. There'll be red flags, red jerseys. They'll pack the place out with Tongan fans.
If Tonga win this game, it'll be because the number 19, Alicia Katoa, the young Panther, or Isaiah Katoa, actually. Sorry, that's Eli Katoa. Isaiah Katoa he has led them to victory, and then people were saying Dolphins have their man because he's off to the Dolphins.
Okay.
Talented what position? Youngster from Penrith, halfback.
Halfback?
Yeah. So,
so you think he might be a late inclusion into
well,
the side?
Well, I do believe that would be the case. Certainly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has he ever played first grade?
No.
Not
but,
yet.
But he's at Penrith.
Yeah, yeah,
he was,
yeah.
He was part of their SG Ball winning side.
Yeah.
The Dolphins went after him because they've already got Cleary and Luai locked in long
yeah,
term.
Of course.
So, yeah, opportunity to play some NRL.
Samoa taking on Cook Islands. It looks a tough... It looks a bridge way too far for the Cook Islands, doesn't it?
How did this one unfold? Why have we got Samoa Cook Islands and not Samoa Fiji or Samoa PNG?
That's right.
It's a little bit of a mismatch, this one. It's the one game of the weekend where you go, this is a blowout.
Totally agree. You'd have to think that Samoa are seated higher than both Fiji and Papua New Guinea.
Yeah.
So unless they've said, okay, well, Samoa would beat either Fiji or PNG comfortably. So let's find a game out of
yeah,
the two.
You're right.
That's going to be a contest,
well,
perhaps.
We spoke to the sports bet boys. Plenty of value to be had in this one for try scorers if you load up on Samoan players.
That's right. And not forgetting, too, PNG versus Fiji. Alex Johnson, fullback for PNG. Wapi scoring plenty of tries up there for the Papua New Guinea Hunter side. Olam's in the centres. Kyle Labart, a very good 5'8". Lockie Lamb, good halfback. So they have the edge in the spine, Papua New Guinea, but the power, Ravalawa, the Valame's playing great football. You've got Mike Asivo, but the halves are concerned for the Fijian side. So Tui Kamakamitha, kick out.
Yeah, big kick out anytime try scorer in that one.
But on the surface, you think Fiji are absolute morals, but it is a bit of a trap.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I think PNG were paying something like $4.
Yeah.
It's a bit of value there. Could you imagine you or I playing in a game like this?
Oh,
we would get battered. And the way the PNG boys run and hit, holy moly.
They've won two of the last three against Fiji as well, so that should be noted. You can catch all three games live on SEN tomorrow. So we've got crunch time at midday. Looking forward to that. Yourself and Adrian Pasenko. That's from lunchtime tomorrow. And then 2 o'clock, we'll throw the reins to the Kiwi boys to call the Tonga match versus New Zealand. Plenty of text messages. Hi, Joel. Outside broadcast sounds great. Is there any truth that the best gifts come badly wrapped? Alan at Lane Cove. Yes, sometimes Alan from Lane Cove. There is some truth in that particular rumour, Alan. We appreciate that. G'day, boys. Headlines on Monday. Freddie picks a New South Wales side. Likes. He picks his chocolates. Just grab the favourites. The Reptile. The Reptile has been pot-shotting Fittler the whole time.
I was hoping we'd see the Reptile down here tonight. Yeah. I want to know what the Reptile looks like.
He's all text, no show.
Yeah.
Mate, never meet your heroes. He's got the world's biggest guns, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, apparently. Apparently.
Well, remember what he said about his masks? You know, we were talking about the COVID masks.
With the zipper.
He only likes his mask with a zipper.
Yeah.
I want to see the Reptile down here in a gimp mask.
You know what he does, the Reptile, for a bit of fun? He sits on a train and he plays the Harry Met Sally clip
audio.
Where she's getting a little bit excited. And everyone on the train just looks at him. Anyway, look, Reptile, we love you, but you've got it wrong. Blues are going to win comfortably. 1300 01 1170. If you're in and around City Town, feel free to come down to King Street Wharf, the Sporting Globe. The drinks, the food is on us. In fact, Coach K's here, and Coach K's had a couple, so even better. Oh. I reckon we need to do a sports update very, very shortly.